In Acts 17, verse 30, God said he commanded all men everywhere to repent. Paul taught repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I think I can do this. I think I can preach 52 Sundays in a row and talk about the love of God and God's kindness and his tenderness and his compassion and talk about heaven and those type of things and go 52 weeks without ever even mentioning sin. And I'm afraid many churches are doing that today. Many preachers are doing that. I would say many false preachers are doing that because they don't want to confront you with something that might be unpleasant. I would say to you, the Bible says you and I are both sinners. We are guilty before God. We are deserving of an eternal separation from God and eternal hell. And yet, some people would preach Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and never say that to their folks. I'll tell you what, Paul said it, and Paul said it because he was faithful, and he was compassionate, and he was humble. And then in verse 22, it says, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there." I'm going to Jerusalem. He was the apostle to the Gentiles, and yet he was a Jewish man. He loved the Jewish people, and he wanted to go back to Jerusalem to tell them about Jesus Christ. He says, I'm going back. In verse 23, "Say that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me," or they await me. Paul's saying this, every city I go to, people are coming and telling me through by the Holy Spirit that if I go back to Jerusalem, I'm going to be put in prison. I'll be chained or bound. I'll be persecuted, and I may be put to death. So we can say this, Paul was submissive. He was submissive. And let me stop here for a moment and just talk to you about something. If you're submissive to Christ, you may have difficult things come into your life, very difficult. But God takes these difficult things sometimes to use them to discipline your soul. He takes difficult conditions to discipline your soul, to teach us how to pray, to communicate with God, to teach us how to cry out to God. I'll tell you, if you've been in an emergency room or you've been at someone's deathbed and you are crying out, you don't learn that any other way than being in that situation. And God allows us difficulties sometimes to discipline our soul so that you can have a deeper experience with God. A deeper experience with God. So I guess I'd say to you, be careful as you pray now. When you cry out to God, say, God, I want to know you in a deeper way. I really want to know how much you love me. And I want to know how to live. And I want to be all that I can be for Christ. Very likely, difficulty is going to come because God's going to answer your prayer. And that difficulty will teach you to discipline your soul and to plead with God and to search and seek for God in your life. So Paul was submissive. He cried out to God. And then verse 24, he says, "But none of these things affect me or move me." These things don't bother me. The fact they say I'm going to be thrown in prison, the fact I'd be persecuted, the fact that I may be put to death, none of these things affect me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. My life's not as important as giving out the gospel. So that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. The ministry, Paul says, the ministry I received from the Lord Jesus means what? Means Paul's a steward. This is our stewardship month. You are a steward of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your time, your talent, your treasure, You're a steward. You have received that from the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul says, I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. To preach it. To testify it. To preach it. God's given that to me. I want to finish with joy. I want you to hold your place. Turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. I'm going to read out of chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading at verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And Paul is talking about Christian adding to his faith, Christian growing in grace. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, he says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue, and add to your virtue knowledge, and add to your knowledge temperance or self-control. Add to your knowledge self-control, and to your self-control add patience or perseverance or persistence. And add to your perseverance godliness. Would you want to be godly? Have you ever prayed, say, Lord, I want to be godly in my life. I want to be what you want me to be. I want to be Christ-like. Well, he went from virtue to knowledge to perseverance to godliness. There's no shortcut. No shortcut to being spiritual. No shortcut to being godly. And then he says, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Their perseverance, persistence, is needed in every phase of our Christian life. Every phase of our Christian life, perseverance is needed. So we can say this about Paul, in verse 24. We can say he was devoted. He was devoted. He wasn't godly by accident. He didn't have the power of God on his life by accident. He was a devoted man. He's a humble man. He was a faithful man, a compassionate man, a submissive man. And he was a devoted man of God. In Philippians 1:21, it says, to live is Christ. The reason we're here, the reason we are here is to live for Jesus Christ, to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, to die is gain. So personal gain. We die and go to heaven, that's our personal gain. But the reason for being here is to live for Jesus Christ. And then verse 25, and now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. I'm going to Jerusalem, probably going to be put in prison, and I'm not going to see you again at Ephesus anymore. This was a sad day for them. Verse 26, wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. You know in Ezekiel 3 where it says there's a watchman at the top of the watchtower and he watches for the enemy coming. And if he sees the enemy coming, he's to warn the people. If he doesn't warn the people, then he's of no value. And the Bible says if they heed the warning, they'll be saved. But if they don't heed the warning, then they'll die. But their blood is not on you because you warned them. Paul saw himself here as a watchman. He said, I am pure from the blood of all men. What a testimony. But watch verse 27 and I'm done. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. He was courageous. He wasn't afraid of any man. I can't tell you how many times, thousands, where I have been afraid of men. Have you ever done this? Have you ever been in a situation when you knew you could tell someone about Jesus Christ, but you were afraid to? You were afraid of their response. You were afraid of how they would receive it or wouldn't receive it. And you were afraid to talk about Jesus Christ. I have failed that way so many times that I can't even count. I wouldn't know. Not too long ago, I did a funeral where I had no indication at all that the person was saved. So I'm dealing with 100, 120 people that have no religious background at all. You know, I have a decision to make at that point. I can give a message that just talks about God's love and kind of pretend, and everyone says that was a nice message. Or I can talk about what Paul talked about, repentance towards God, the fact that everyone in that room is a sinner and they need a Savior. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. Paul here was courageous. I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, perfect love casts out all fear. If you and I love Christ enough, if we love Christ enough, we won't be afraid to tell men about Jesus Christ. And I close with this. I think Paul loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and he loved the souls of men too much to keep anything back from them that was profitable. Anything that was profitable for them, he wanted to tell them. He gave them the whole counsel of God. What a testimony. Be ye followers of me as I follow Jesus Christ.